USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Fully vaccinated people can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without a mask or social distancing and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. They can also skip quarantine if exposed to someone who has the virus. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions, like mask wearing in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he will not run for re-election in 2022.
I want to thank my family and thank the great team that came together to help me work for you. Most importantly, thanks to Missourians, whether you voted for me or not, for the opportunity to work for you and a better future for our state and our country.
The two-term senator becomes the fifth Republican senator in the last year to announce they won't be seeking re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The CDC released new guidelines Monday for people who've been fully vaccinated. Tim Berg has more on what that could mean for vaccinated Americans from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The trial for a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has been put on hold. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday, as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
You know, they started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process, and so it is, and our position is, it is very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And two more tickets to the NCAA tournament were punched Monday night. UNC Greensboro will head to the big dance as the representatives of the Southern Conference. The top-seeded Spartans defeated Mercer in the finals of the SoCon tournament 69-61. And Appalachian State will return to the tournament for the first time since 2000. They defeated Georgia State 80-73 in the finals of the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Mountaineers will be making just their third all-time appearance in the NCAA tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.